This lesson is called Start Back Joins because to join into an O, E, or S, we go into the letter, we start into the letter, and then we come back down the same line. So it's called Start and then go back down, Start Back Join. So into an O, here we have the word No. We'll do another one of those. So you do your N, diagonal, up to the top of the O. Come back down that same line, and then go around to complete the letter. E is another letter that always has a start back join. You go up to the top of the E, come back down, and then you go back and do the second stroke of the E. Here's another example with an E. Start into the E, come back down, and do the second stroke. The other letter, O, E, and S. We start up into the S, come back down that line for a little ways, and finish the S. Start into the S, come back down, and finish it. Joining out of an O or an F or a T, you're always going to go across the waistline horizontally. So for an O, we start with an O and then go across into our next letter. We're doing an N here, so you can see how it goes into a letter with a curved entrance serif. Also the X has a curved serif. With F, we make the main part of the F, and then we cross the F, and that's what gets us into our next letter. Here's an F, go down to the basement, cross the F, and go into your next letter. Here we're doing an R. Same thing with T, joining out of a T, we do our T, we cross it, and go into whatever the next letter is. T, cross it into the next letter. Now, joining out of a T into a tall letter is an optional join. We do the main part of the T, cross it, and then go up into the H, or whatever the tall letter is. It's usually an H. Here's the word the. Come back and do your second stroke of the E. Joining out of a V, a W, or an X is optional. If you choose to do it, this is how you do it. You curve in at the end of the V and then go straight across into your next letter. W starts with sharp entrance serif. Ends with a little curve in, and then to go into the next letter, go straight across. And your X, first stroke, has curved entrance and exit serifs. Second stroke, start at the bottom, go up, and then go horizontally across into your next letter. Here we're starting with a diagonal line that goes into a horizontal join. This happens in all of the letters in the A family. So it's diagonal into the letter and then we have to go horizontally to get to where we ordinarily would start that letter. So here we go, an N, diagonal. And then across the top of the A, go back, then come back down, and finish your A with an exit serif. Let's do the word nap. diagonal to horizontal. Okay, A into a C. We're coming out of the first letter diagonally, but then we have to go horizontally to get to the beginning point of the C. In the word act. D is also in the A family. So diagonal, horizontal, and then finish your D. So word had. One example, diagonal to horizontal into the A, and another one going into the D, diagonal to horizontal join. Okay, A into a G. Here's the word tag. We make the main part of the T, cross the T, and go into the A. Diagonal to horizontal into the G. And also, if you need to join into a Q, it's diagonal to horizontal. Here's how to join out of an E. We begin with the first stroke of the E. Go back to the top, do the second stroke, and go into whatever our next letter is. It's just beautiful how it comes out of the middle of the E. First stroke of the E, second stroke, follow that line back out into your next letter. Those were with curved entrance letters. Now let's try joining out of an E into a sharp entrance letter, like a V. Here's the word do. Second stroke into the W. Okay, here's how you join out of an E into one of those start back letters, which are E, O, and S. E, O, start back down. And E, first stroke, second stroke, takes us into the next letter, which is another E here. Or an E, second stroke, takes us into the S. So we go into the S, start back down, and finish the letter. The next examples are E going into letters in the A family. First stroke of the E, second stroke, come back out. It's diagonal for a bit, and then it goes horizontal into the A. So E, second stroke, takes us into the next letter, which is a G. And finally an E, first stroke, second stroke. Second stroke takes us into our next letter, which is a D.